This interview took place on June 23rd of 2007. It's of Joe Finn by the interviewer John Walker. And Joe is a descendant, a great grandson of David Fitzgerald. David Fitzgerald was one of the original 300. Joe has been a cowboy all his life. Since he was a little fella, he's ridden a horse, and has been a cowboy for his dad, pursued the career of a cowboy. This interview is a riding around interview of the area that he was raised on, where he used to cowboy for his dad. To New Point Estates, it's going to be Darby Lane off of Highway 6.
Sam Mills, Dallas Gales, and Johnny Simpkins.
Now you told me about Darby Lane.
Uh-huh.
You told me about Darby.
Yeah, Darby, he never lived here, though.
No.
He lived in Houston. Sam Mills and Dallas Gales and... Dallas Gales lived right in here about... Right here.
That's where we're going, I think. He's up here where he lived.
Right here.
Yeah.
Dallas Gales lived right there.
Yeah. See, I found a whole bunch of old bottles back in there.
Dallas Gales lived here.
And there were, found a Borden's bottle with the name Borden on it.
Yeah.
And there's a fence row right in through here. So what was who was Dallas Gales?
Anything? It was a black man. He raised a big family right there.
Okay.
He farmed for the McKeevers. He lived there ever since all my life,
yeah,
until he died.
Well, I knew there was a house there. Is anybody buried there that you know of?
No,
okay.
I don't know of.
Okay, back behind there, there's another house that's falling down. Do you know who used to live in that? If you walk on down behind this property to the Highway 6, there's a house.
Oh, yeah, there was a big house, and that belonged to McGinnis later years. Well, McGinnis built that house. Velmo McGinnis, and he got electrocuted up there building that field up there at Sugarland on the drag line.
Okay.
Hit a power line.
Okay.
But I don't know who owned it. Somebody bought it from McGinnis' kids, because I see one of them once in a great while. It was two of them girls, and one of them lived in down below Sweeney, and her husband worked for the McGinnis brothers on a dredge. Her name was, I can't remember it right now.
Dug some ponds back in there.
Where?
Back there by that house.
Oh, yeah. But that's Long Point. That's Long Point right there.
Yeah, that's Long Point Creek, right.
That's it right here.
Right.
Back up and go that way.
So, for the record, we're going in New Point Estates, and this is Darby Drive, and we're crossing Long Point Creek.
But Dallas Gale lived right there. That's where them trees were, that was part of his horse lot.
Right, okay.
Mules, where he kept his mules and stuff. But this is Long Point right here. But see, there's nothing running here now. It used to run all the time.
Well, it's running, but it's under the culvert. It's not always running, but when it rains,
it used to
runs.
Run all the time.
Yeah.
Never quit.
Right.
Who developed this?
Aaronsburg.
I see.
Aaronsburg developed this first with Don, his partner. They called this New Point, then they went over to where your home was, and they developed West Point, and then they went south of the Sienna Plantation, which would be, and called it Sienna Point. They liked the word point. And then he developed Grand River. That's his last project, and Grand River's over off of 359 across from Rosenberg, Richmond.
Well, that's a wreck, too. Does this go back out?
No. This is the end of it right there.
This is the end of it right here.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is probably the north fence line.
That's right.
That's probably McCurdy right there.
I think you're right.
Huh?
I think that sounds familiar.
I think that's right. That's McCurdy.
McCurdy.
I believe it. I can't remember whether that man's name was McClure. But that was McCurdy right there.
All right. That's the end of Darby Road.
But we're... This part was always wooded.
It's still wooded.
But,
you can't walk through that. It's terrible.
I bet I can ride a horse through.
I'm sure you can, but it's not going to be pleasant. It's going to scratch and everything else.
Go right there. I bet I have rode a horse through it a lot. This was where Sam Mills lived on this old, there was a field here. Sam Mills lived here. There was a little old house right back over here.
Well, back behind this house?
Well, kind of to the left of it, yeah.
Okay.
But this was, it was about a 40, 50 acre field over here.
Okay.
It wasn't fenced off, it was just there. And old Sam Mills farmed it.
Well, we're at 5019 Myra Prosa. Okay, there's, Gene Enberg owns this farm back over here.
You mean across the slough?
Well, across the slough, and that's what it
is. No, that's the slough.
Right, but Long Point Creek runs right behind this place.
It goes on, it goes right away. But
right.
It don't come this way. That's
no,
a slough.
That's a slough.
Yeah.
Was that... He said he found a Civil War camp on that property over there.
Across on the other side.
Across the slough over there. On that
property. Well, he could have, because see, that was where the McKeever home was.
Okay.
That's where Jim and May and Jim McKeever lived.
All right.
But when they sold it, they sold that part to my daddy.
Okay.
And then daddy turned around later years and sold it back to him. I don't know, 30 acres or 35 acres or something like that. I don't remember right off. But this was always pretty open woods back that way to the left, wasn't it?
Well, these people are sure proud of it. You know what this, what they want for this corner piece right up here on the right?
Uh-huh.
75,000 an acre.
An acre?
Per acre. You want to buy? You ready to buy it back?
And it'll get underwater.
Yeah? All right.
This one is corner lot. You see right down here?
Huh?
The one right down here next to the creek?
This one gets underwater all the time.
I know it. Long Point will get plumb up here at this house.
Well, they haven't had that kind of rain like
that. Well, but they will.
But, all right, they've got three culverts underneath this Long Point.
That's not near enough.
Well, it runs over the road. Whenever they had a 6-inch rain,
it run over the road.
It ran over the road right here.
Yeah. That's not near enough.
I agree with you.
I've seen Long Point right up here.
That's what I figured, too.
And this was the edge of the bluff.
Right. This is what you call the bluff that you described? Yeah, my goodness. Let me tell you about the money. You see this house right over here?
Yeah.
That's a basketball player. Maybe that's a football player. All right, this one over here is Johnny. And he was a football player, so he built that house. And then he's in the builder, so he built this house. The second one he built is something like 13,000 square feet in this house. It's a matter of how many millions? Not a $1 million, but it's a multi-million dollar house.
You throw that money away. You know, a house is nice, but it don't have to be big for you to be comfortable. And as long as you're comfortable, what you need. Darby's little old house that they stayed in was right here.
Right, that's where Gene Enberger had his office, too. And that's the little house.
Right there.
Right. You can see the piece of wood, see the well back there? And
yeah.
And they picked that, now according to Gene, he sold that house and they numbered the pieces and took it down south and put them back together. They didn't just pick it up and move it. They took it apart.
Where?
They took it apart. He went south with it. He sold it to somebody. They took it apart and moved it.
But that, it was a log house.
Yeah. It's across the street from 5019 Weatherby.
This is just a gully.
No, this would be New Point Drive. This is a gully, but it does hold water.
Yeah.
This house belongs to Woody Williams. He's playing for the Astros. He built it. It's well over $1 million. It's 5110 New Point Drive.
It must have three people to help him take care of it.
Yeah, they got to have a big broom. This, when they built this one over here, that's a gymnasium right here on the end.
I see.
And while they were building it, it fell down, so they had to put it back up.
Johnny Simpkins.
Straight ahead. We can come back. Gotta come back anyway.
Johnny Simpkins lived the canal right there, right here. No, the pen was right here. Johnny lived more, well, it might be right here. Yeah, on that little piece right there. Because the pen we worked cattle in was right there, too.
Okay. Was he a white guy or a colored guy or what?
Yeah, all of those guys were colored guys. Sam Mills and Johnny Simpkins and Dallas Gales, too. Some of Dallas's boys and stuff still hanging around here, I think.
Now, you got the property straight ahead on the end of Weatherby. And behind that is where Long Point Creek goes underneath the Rice Canal.
Yeah.
And they have left that, last year they dug that one culvert out. They got one great big culvert.
They going under the canal and that's all?
That's right. They dug it out. It was 90% stopped up.
So it was kind of halfway stopped up in 57.
Right. Well, they unstopped it, but it's not near enough if we have a rain. It's, all this area back in there is going to flood.
When they put that in there, there was plenty.
Yeah, because this place could flood and hold the water. It didn't have to go anywhere real quick, did it?
Yeah. It didn't make no difference.
Right. So that thing widens into, Long Point Creek back there widens into a pretty big, wide lake.
That gully goes out of way. And
right.
Long Point, it's got a big low in there, but it's not a lake. It's just a low.
Right. But there's quite a few alligators back in there.
Oh, it was. Until Forrest Johnson got them out of there. He got most of them out of there after they went to protect them again when they come back.
Right. He got them out.
Is the bridge still on the canal up here?
The what?
The bridge.
Yes, it's still across there, but it's not usable right now by us. But they.
I see.
What the problem was with that bridge is they had some people coming across and robbing some houses here, and they were going back across the bridge and going out. So what they did, they dug a drop off on each end of it, so you go across it with a tractor, but you're not going to be able to go across it with a car.
I see. Well, that bridge is a little further up there, isn't it?
The bridge is...
right here?
You go up and then over.
Yeah, right yonder.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's at Weatherby and...
All this was on this
New Point Drive, huh?
So Johnny Simpkins' house was up there about where that second mailbox is.
Okay. So Johnny Simpkins' house was right here?
Right along in here.
Okay.
There wasn't no trees around his house.
It's 5222 New Point Drive. We'll go down here at Mossback. I don't know if there's anything down here or not.
Yeah, I had more money than he had sense.
Yeah, I agree with it. And Joe? Let me explain this to you. Everybody says that poor people have money problems. The poor people have lack of money problems. That guy's got money problems. He don't know what to do with it. He's got to hide it from people that want to take it, like the IRS and everybody else. So that's a different set of problems. I have lack of money problems.
No, you don't have it. He was doing the right thing with him. The government wouldn't take it away from him.
Look at all the deer in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know, I worked for a man who was very wealthy. I went to see him two days before Christmas in his office. And he lived in Houston. And he had a check laying on his desk for $1,400,000. It was a dividend check from, at that time it was, Diamond Shamrock. And he told me one day, he said, Joe, he says, I don't want to make a whole lot of money. I just want to make that money to pay my taxes and live comfortable. And he passed away in 1984. Him and I were the same age. We were both 50.
He didn't live very long, did he?
No. He lived real fast. He was a businessman, a real businessman, though. He took care of business. All the time took care of business.
What was
he
his
had
name?
Three kids. His name was Warren. He had three kids, and him and his wife separated over. The kids were not doing what he wanted them to do and work. He wanted them to learn how to work, take care of their business. They didn't want to do that. Mama didn't make them, and him and her separated. They were still good friends, but they separated over it. He was a very, very good boss man. The one I got now is better, but he was good. He would be second on the list. I worked for 4 different people in my life.
Career?
Yeah, total. Not counting my dad. And him and I got along real good. Get off up here where that underpass is and take Night Road.
Okay, I'm going to stop off first over here on the right, because that's where the Lola B. Harris gravesite is.
Well, see, that road went in right here.
Right. That's what they call Westenfeld. Westenfeld? Was it always Westenfeld?
Yeah.
Okay. It goes back to
Westenfeld. Westenfeld is Leslie Robb's mother was a Westenfeld.
Okay. Well, that's Robb Road back there, right?
The next one going this way.
Okay. I mean, it turns and stops at Long Point Creek.
Yeah.
Did it ever cross
it? Well, Robb Road stopped right across there. That's where that Harris deal was.
It never did cross Long Point Creek?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
This, right here, these people owned a little piece of land over here.
Okay.
And then Harris was behind them.
Right, so who owns this land in through here?
Just right here.
Yeah.
Whoever owned that there, and this there too.
Okay.
It was all the same. McCurdy's wife owned it, really. Her first husband committed suicide. I don't know exactly what the deal was, but they were all school teachers.
Did you ever see more than one grave over here?
I never did see any of these graves over here. I knew where Scrap lived.
Where did he live? Right in here somewhere?
It wasn't on this track line. It was back a little further to the right.
Okay. Well.
But it wasn't very far to the right.
That where that pond over there makes a bend?
Yeah.
Is where her grave is at.
Over on the other side of it?
Yeah, we can kind of drive down around it, but we go around and we go right down that road way on over there.
Well, they got the damn pond. That's where that guy lived.
That's probably true, but you see those stakes? You can barely see those stakes.
Yeah.
That's where her grave is, as far as we can tell.
Yeah, I can see where those two red stakes.
Right. That marks what happened here. The county engineer was aware of the grave before he gave the permit to do this work. And he talked to C.J. Waller, Charles Waller.
Yeah.
And asked Charles about the grave, and Charles said, yeah, he knew the grave was there. So now the county's gone back and resurveyed it to mark the grave. Because it was pushed around and so disrespectful, and then they had an investigation and they said there was not a grave here. Then they picked the tombstone up because they said there was no grave here. And I've got the tombstone at my place. I'm holding it until we can find out for sure if there's a grave here or not. That's the way they're trying to do it. You read all that paperwork, didn't you?
Yeah. But right, I'm going to say his house is inside of where that pond is.
Well, that's probably correct. You know.
Cutbert's house is right up there, brother.
Yeah, Cutbert's another name. What about the Allen Brothers? Did they...
Who?
Allen Cattle Company?
Oh, Allen. I know that was way, way back. My daddy knew that, but...
Okay.
That was Moore. It wasn't Allen. It was Moore and Allen.
Okay, right. So you think this piece of property went with it?
Not this piece right here on the highway. It went with the McCurdy track across the road.
Okay, that was McCurdy that lived in that old falling down house over there.
Yeah.
Big oak trees. You see any over there now? Remember all the big oak trees?
Their house was more back this way, right in yonder.
Right.
But they lived there a long time. I mean, a long time. He was a big old stout kind of fella, but they were both school teachers. I don't know what kind of teacher, but...
Well, how come that? Of course, they moved off and the house just kind of fell down, I suppose.
Well, they both probably passed away.
I got you. Okay, this is an interesting piece of property. It's fenced off back here, and there's a big gate on the front of it when you go back.
That belonged to the president of Borden's Creamery, Mr. A.J. Smith.
A.J. Smith, the president of Borden what?
Borden's Creamery, yes.
Borden's Creamery, okay.
Right there it was.
Right. Uh-huh. It always was posted. I didn't know whatever was back there.
Yeah. You had a big house back in there.
That's what I understand. Is it still back there, do you suppose?
I imagine it's still there. Some of them heirs ought to still own it.
Yeah.
Right there was where the Missouri Rising Irrigation Company is. Get over there on that side.
I don't think you can get there from here. I got to go up here and turn around. Because the way they got this, they wanted to go on through, but it's a one-way street on the other side, and then Knight Road's just the other side of it.
But the canal, see, come across right back there.
Right.
By where that school, well, it was right in there by that McCurdy property. There was a strip of land in there belonged to a woman named Barrington. I don't know why. Maybe she bought the canal. But where they hit Fresno Trammel Road over there, the canal turned to the right and went up Fresno Trammel Road. And it crossed over it way up there by where Rufus lived one time. I don't know where he lived now.
Well, all that's going to change on the left over here when they put that Fort Bentot Road all the way through. They want to put it all the way through and across the river and go to Greatwood with it. So Knight Road's going to be destroyed. You're not going to be able to find that anymore.
Well, it's going to cross up in here somewhere.
No, right in there is where it was.
Well, from what I understand, Ralph Sr., he's fighting them because they want to take his place.
Well, I know it. On the road.
I don't know who all these people are right up in here now. I went by Rosa Jones's house this morning. She wasn't moving around, so.
Okay. There was a little brick house right here years ago.
That little brick house been there for all my life.
Well, they tore it down.
Miss Senior lived right here. Dart Senior.
402 Knight Road, huh?
Yeah.
She's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Hayes' mama lived right here.
Who's in?
Daniel Hayes.
Hayes?
W. Leo Daniel Hayes.
Okay.
I bet his brother lives there. Now, that I know some of them live back in behind here.
Right.
Some of them younger ones. Make a right right here.
Now, I want to go straight ahead for a minute.
Oh, you want to go straight ahead?
What did this used to be? You can see there used to be a road go through here. Did this go all the way
through?
It
run all the way through. I'll show you where it come out on the other side.
Okay.
That went into what they call Mulberry.
This is Mulberry right here?
That's pretty ahead.
Okay. So at the end of, we're talking at the end of Knight Road, going south. There's a gate across it. And this gravel road went to the Mulberry. Was that a town? Or what was
well,
it?
That was where Judge Senior and Johnny Williams lived. Right there.
Okay.
You go down there and that house sit a little to the left of this road.
Okay.
I'll show you where it come out over yonder on the other
okay.
side.
Now, let me...
That's A.J. Smith.
Huh?
That's A.J. Smith.
Right here?
Yeah.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah. That was the president of Borden's Creamery.
Right. Okay. Here's what... If you go in about as far as you can see, you take a cross, you take a little right, and I think you go across a little rice canal or ditch or something?
Well, that's the old Brazoria Rice and Irrigation Company canal.
Okay. Then as soon as you cross that back on the right, there's an area that's fenced in. Do you know whether if that's a grave?
That's more than likely the Mulberry Cemetery.
Because that's Mulberry straight ahead.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been misled a little bit, so I'm just amazed that we found it as easily as we did. I have to have the right guy before I know where these places are. You see, we've been looking and looking and looking. And
that's probably it.
Okay. What it is, it looks like they had made a hog pen or something out of it, because when I metal detected it, there was a whole lot of scrap corrugated metal on the ground. There's a lot of trees growing through it, but it's...
But there was, I can't ever remember a house being there.
I didn't mean that wasn't a grave there. That might just be where the grave is. They don't bury them by the house necessarily, do they?
No, but that's what I say. I can't ever remember a house or a little old shed being there. But I remember somewhere right along off of this, to the left of this road, they was burying some people.
Okay. Would there, would it be on A.J. Smith's property?
Probably would.
He wouldn't mind?
I don't know. I don't know who that belongs to now. He'd been dead. I mean, he'd been dead for years.
Well, I know that they would be buried before then too.
Oh yeah.
The Mulberry.
I don't know who all would be buried there. When I see Rosie, I'll find out.
Okay. So we got the place marked now. If Mark.
Yeah, that's damn. Somebody's been driving around the gate.
Yeah, would that do any good to go back in there and look?
Drive down the end of that road. Okay. I didn't know you'd go around.
I didn't see that. Until I turned around.
This land down here belongs to seniors.
Oh, does it?
At the end of the road.
Okay.
This was always a big old swag that went with Black Lake.
Right. Black Lake's, and I think he, Ralph?
Actually, it's a part of Black Lake.
Right. Okay. Boy, there's a lot of hogs running around in here. Got hog trails running through the woods, if you look.
That old canal bank ought to be. Might be a little further. Might be a little someplace. Yeah, that's the canal right here, way across.
Right.
That's what I was thinking, the canal. That's it right there. That's where it crossed.
Right.
See, here's one bank. I thought, and I still kind of got it in my head, that cemetery ought to be more back this way. But I might be wrong. This might be done growed up and they just got it like this. But as I remember, it was a pretty good little strip from up the end of the road up here to this gate.
What, Mrs. Senior know?
Senior owns that land at the end of the road.
At the end of the road, okay. She didn't know too
but
much.
But this was Knight. Knight's on this and what's his name?
Smith?
Smith owned that.
So the Knights were on the west side and the Smiths were on the east side.
Yeah. Well, what in the hell? That's that goddamn ditch they dug, I guess. Canal. That took the place of the creek, see? They screwed it up.
Anyway, that's the Rice Canal right there.
No, that's not the Rice Canal.
Yeah, it's full of... Oh, it's a drainage? You think it's a drainage ditch?
That's a drainage ditch.
And the Rice Canal, that's a bridge across the Rice Canal way over there. Then the Rice Canal is across from the...
I'll show you when we get over on the other side.
I know what you're talking about. You don't think that's anything? It's too far...
Right along where that power... Where in the hell is the power line? It'll do something different. Something they won't... Nobody will suspect what happened there when it happened. But that power line was just the other side of that house, where that house was. Great big old two-story house.
Where seniors lived?
Judge Senior and
Judge
Johnny Williams.
Okay.
They lived there together, and that it was three or four houses there that colored people lived in. But old Lucy Davis lived with them in that big house. And she's the one that had the kids. Had a whole slew of kids, but it was Johnny and Eddie and Freddie and Johnny and I believe that's the way they were too. Eddie and Freddie and Johnny were those. It was Rosie. She was one of them too. Her name was William. I believe her name was William. Maybe it was Davis. But that's the old canal right there.
Yeah, you can see the ditch there where they dug out, laying alongside of it. The bank where they dug the canal.
Yeah, and that's the same canal back yonder in Senior. I don't know how all that road goes through there now. I haven't been back in there years. I guess somebody had cattle in this until lately. Nobody don't look like they got them in there now. But see what puzzles me about this? Being a cemetery right up here, it probably is. But the Watts Cemetery is right over there.
I understand. But the Mulberry Cemetery, that's not at the Watts Cemetery.
No, that was a separate deal. There was some white people in the Mulberry Cemetery.
There were white people in the Mulberry?
And in that...
How many people you think were in the Mulberry Cemetery?
I don't know.
More than five, you think?
Oh, there's more than any five.
Did you ever see any markers?
Never saw a marker. I can't, right off the top of my head, I can't remember where in the hell that was, but I want to say this, see, and that's the gate old man Smith made right there.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's that gate. Sugarland made those gates for him. And that was part of that Knight place right there.
say. So we're going on the Watts Plantation. It's a Watts Plantation road now. Instead of Knight Road. Well, if that's where the Mulberry place is, and there's not going to be a house on the grave.
No. There's no house on the Mulberry Cemetery, I'm for sure.
Well, good. They were confused as to where it was because they thought there was a house on it.
No, I don't think so.
But this was Henry Walker that was trying to find out for me. You know, they...
Yeah.
The black community doesn't get out and move around like the white does.
No. This is all... I've never been back in there since that's been developed.
You haven't missed a whole lot. It's not like it was when you remember.
But this road right here...
I think that's a cemetery.
Went back in at that Watts Cemetery.
Yeah, that's the cemetery back in there.
And that's a big cemetery.
Yeah.
I mean a big cemetery.
Probably bigger than what we know, right?
It is bigger than what we know.
But let's go look and see how much bigger it is and what's clear.
I don't know. Okay. I couldn't tell you. I know somebody can know. And that's Bubba Hayes' wife. She's still alive, too. I found that out this morning. Ralph's senior brother-in-law lived right here, Randy Hallford. This is Ralph's. That rope in now.
You ever get tired of riding a horse?
No.
That's good. It's a damn good thing, don't you think?
No.
Because it would be, you'd be miserable if you didn't like it. Have the wrong job.
Yeah, I know. See, this deal here was put in here in later years. This piece of land belonged to Raymond Schindler.
Right.
And on the other side of it, there's a piece of land in there. The reason they can't develop this, I think, and they won't be able to. On the other side of this piece of land, there's another piece of land in there that belonged to a guy that was in the nut house. It looked like they've cleared it, but I don't think they can develop it.
Well,
all of them heirs have died that were in the nut house.
The Sienna Plantation bought the Schindler Ranch.
Oh, the whole deal?
Yeah. I think the whole deal. They bought a lot of it. I'm going to go back up here and show you what they've done.
Well, let's go this way first. Oh, go ahead. You're already started.
Yeah, I think when we go back down here, then we'll go
Branch, on. Rosie Jones used to live right.
See, they got this for sale here. That's what they've got it posted. Schindler Interest.
Rosie Jones lived right here.
Right here?
Her and Frost lived right there.
Huh.
Let's see, McKeever Road went that way.
Yeah, that's right. Took off behind that. But this side all used to be the Schindler Ranch.
Not this side. No, sir.
No?
No, sir.
Okay.
Anderson Clayton.
Is that who
Clayton owned Foundation owned all this here.
Okay. You see all those apartments they're putting in? They got to put a few more people here, see?
Boy, there was a nice headquarters and house right there. Take a lift on that road right here.
That's where I'm going. That's why I wanted to come up here and grab it before we lost it. So this is where
I had one strange thing happen to me right here on this road one day. I tell you what, I got so shook. It was hard to handle. I was right along in it. Here past this red truck, and I was running, had a truck trailer, and I was running about 20 miles an hour. There was a big box in the road up there. And just as I got to it, a kid stuck his head out around the corner of it.
Yeah, isn't that something?
But my kinfolks, they own this here.
Yeah, this is the
Johnson's
place. Is this the one, is it still standing, the one they owned?
The old store was up here at the end.
Okay.
I think this is Alan Johnson's house right here.
All right.
Yeah, the old store was right there.
Looks like it's still standing.
Yeah, the old building's still there. That's it.
Yeah. And this was
That was McKeever Road.
Well, yeah, and right beside McKeever Road is the railroad, Sugar Land Railroad.
Well, this here is built on the dump. That's a railroad dump. But here over yonder, that was Anderson Clayton. It was a house right down yonder where that tree is. And old Mendoza raised his family right there. But I've seen the water right up here to the edge of McKeever Road right here.
Yeah.
Okay. 1957.
Now, they supposedly had a, they put in this levee, they put in a levee behind all of this.
Yeah.
And then earlier, last year, the river came up, or the last time it came up, I think it was last year, early last year, the river came up. And what they had done, they'd gone on here and they'd taken all the gumbo off the top to where they could level it out, put in the streets and the underground and so forth. And the levee held the water on the surface, but there's quicksand underneath it, and the water was bubbling up in the lots. It was coming under the levee.
That red sand, you can't.
Right.
You can't control it. That's old Johnson's store, though.
Yeah.
Forrest lived in the brown house. That one right there. He was the one that caught the alligators.
Cleaned them out, did he?
He did. He cleaned this country out of alligators. Him and I.
They need to be done again. They are some kind of alligators.
I mean, big gators, too. Forrest, he knew how to handle a big gator.
Well, you know, you either learn or you don't, or you're not around, right?
That's right.
No second chance with them.
I don't understand why they built all that levee business and what that's going to do. That's going to change the way that water done. And someday they'll get a whole lot of people's houses underwater.
Well, we're all in agreement for that. You can't tell them anything.
Oh, no. These engineers, they just like that deal right there.
That's a holding tank, basically.
Retention ponds.
Yeah.
Retention shit. Mosquitoes and alligators. That's what it's retaining.
Well, you
there's always was a flat right in here.
Do you have any trouble living in the woods with alligators? Have you ever had trouble with them?
You know, most of the time, if you thin them out a little bit, well, they won't bother you if you don't bother them. One thing they bother me about is when I work my dogs on cattle and I crow, the dogs go to drink water out of the creek and the damn gators want to catch them.
Right.
Then I have a problem with a gator. I'll kill everyone I see.
Absolutely. I do the same thing. What about snakes?
This old place right here, that's Schindler's old headquarters.
Right. It still says it's Schindler Ranch.
And then right here, this was Senior, from right there to the canal.
Yeah, Waterbrook was Senior's?
That's the first piece he developed.
Right, Waterbrook West, and then Waterbrook over here, that was his too.
And there was a big old swag right here.
What do you call a swag?
Hell water.
Okay.
And then he lived right behind this.
All right.
He lived right back there. There was a house right back in there behind them trees. He was raising oak trees. Him and his wife separated and he moved in the barn. The barn was right back, right in there.
Well, he told me, Bill Senior told me that he was going to make this a River Oaks area out here. That was his idea. He wanted to make this a River Oaks.
Yeah, he had a deal. He was always into that. Hang on left right here.
I got you already. Blinker's going. We're going into West Point Drive eventually. Ralph Senior developed most of this off to the left.
Bill did this here.
Oh, Bill did this?
Yeah.
Okay, and then when we get into West Point, it was Ehrenberg that bought the property and developed up here when we crossed Blue Hole, right?
No. No.
I don't know, maybe the boundaries are wrong, but I know Ehrenberger developed West Point, and it's across the Blue Hole. So if we
see,
take
right,
a right,
see right here, this right here?
Right.
That's the levee of that canal. Make a right right here.
Okay.
Bristol. From right here going that away, Bill Senior did this.
This is Crystal Ridge.
This right here was my dad. This was my place.
Right. You never would have dreamt it when you were a kid, would you?
Well, my daddy always said, if you don't want to see change, take a picture. I know one thing, that swag right there will get 5 foot deep in water. They look close there.
That's where you were?
That brick house there, the first house was down in this
And
country.
You lived there for 14 years?
Yeah.
How long you been married when you moved in there, about?
About 2 years.
Okay.
We when we built that house. Well, we've been married about 2.5 years. No, let's see. Johnny was just a little boy, so probably 2 years. See, when I sold this piece of property, I sold it to the same man that built the airport out there. Not Griffin. I sold it to a guy.
You're talking Southwest Airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it right. Those two trees were on our side of the property line. Those two right there.
Okay. This is man-made, right? This is what you call a blue hole?
No, this is Oyster Creek.
Oh, this is Oyster Creek.
The senior put this dam in here in 1968.
Okay.
And all, still the property to the right of this road here going back in here.
Now, this is the part that Ehrenberg developed.
No.
No?
No. Bill Sr.
These people say that Ehrenberger, they bought it from Ehrenberger. So maybe Ehrenberger bought it from Bill Sr. Just this in here. Now, not anything, just these on this, both sides of the road. Go straight ahead, goes back to Black Lake.
Right into Black Lake, right there.
Right.
And go this way.
And Ralph developed that over there.
Yeah.
Okay. But the people here bought this property from Gene Ehrenberger. I've talked to him.
Well, see, he must have been in with Bill because Bill Sr. paid me for this.
I don't doubt that, but then he bought it from
But, see, I was carrying a note for this other guy. His name was,
Okay, now you see that? That was a rice canal levee right there?
No.
What was that?
That was a turn row.
Turn row?
Yeah, we farmed on both sides of it.
Okay.
That's where it turned around.
Around New Point Drive.
And that was Black Lake out there where that house is. That house is in Black Lake. This one, too.
All of them. There's a slew in them behind all of them.
Yeah. I had a crossing on the, right there, on the creek.
Okay. And then there was a bridge. There's a dirt crossing down here on the bottom of it.
No, it's right there.
Okay, there's another one down here where you can go across it. Huh. I don't know if you're going to be able to get through here. Yeah, I can.
No, you can't go into that next
place.
No,
but I was talking about the way they had the trailers parked.
Oh.
Okay. Do you think back in that corner back in there there might be a grave?
No.
Okay.
No. No grave sites.
Okay.
See, across this creek right in here, that's a piece of land that Ehrenberg stole from Frank Reyes. It's 2 acres, 2.5 acres in there. Across, this is Oyster Creek on this side. He said the one on the other side was.
Okay.
There's an island in there.
And there's a way to cross it, you can go across it.
No.
Yeah,
you got to cross right up here.
Well, I mowed this property and I can walk across that creek back there. They've got it filled in or something.
Well, they've done that.
Yeah. But,
there was an iron bridge that made out of old railroad iron that come from down yonder out plantation.
I haven't been back in there on that, but I know you go across it.
I'll show you exactly.
They want $100,000 an acre because it's waterfront property.
This here?
They want $300,000 for that 3 acres that they got right there. $350,000.
I sold it for $3,500.
Well, don't tell anybody. You should have. They haven't sold it yet. That's what they're asking. Everything on the left, over here on the south.
If they have a big rain, this is going to get underwater. I'll show you exactly. Let's see. This
property drains pretty good after a rain.
This does.
Right.
Right here, but back there don't.
Oh, that back
right,
there corner? Yeah.
Right there where that little oak mighty is.
Right.
Right there, there's a crossing on the creek.
Okay.
Because these trees right here, the line of trees were the fence line.
Yeah, anytime you find a straight line like that, it's a fence line. So.
But there wasn't any other trees here. That was a field. I sold that to Robert H. Ray, this.
Right, okay.
And I was carrying the notes, and Bill wanted to buy it from him, and he had to pay me. And Bill paid me.
Okay.
Now, him and Ehrenberg might have had a deal. I'm sure if they did, he got...
Yeah, I'm sure. You got to say, everybody that has a dealing with Gene Ehrenberg has something in that they don't like about the way he does business. He always...
But this senior put this dam in the creek, and from that day on, Oyster Creek never run water.
This isn't what stopped it right here.
No, it was other crossings that stopped it, but...
Well, they were using it for the rice canal further upstream, so, you know, it's blocked off in Stafford because they use it to pump water.
Yeah, it's sugar land.
Right.
But that's that old canal back right there.
Okay. Silver Ridge Road.
Bill had a pen right over there. Big pen. dead cattle there. Well, Bill Walker, I guess the Diamond Springs. Bill Walker lived right up here where that other creek is. That creek come around.
Who is Walker, Bill Walker?
Bill Walker, they lived down yonder on the Penn place till that was Richard Walker's wife. Her and her mama, Aunt Lyth and Bill, they lived right up there.